Welcome back, everybody. Happy Friday afternoon. We're cruising through the afternoon. Hopefully you're cruising home from work. Please drive safely out there. My name is Maggie Dawn, and you're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Let's start with the fun stuff, shall we? It is Free Ticket Friday all summer long, all across the Civic Media Talk Radio Network, from morning until the afternoon, in each one of our shows that comes to you locally in your neck of the woods. We are dropping words to win during our talk programs. All you need to do is text that word to win using the Civic Media app. You can get that app wherever you get your apps from for free. You text that in, you'll get a bounce back text that acknowledges that we've received it. And then on Monday, you will be notified if you are one of our lucky Free Ticket Friday Brewers Ticket giveaway winners. We're giving away 4 club level seats, beautiful view of the ballpark. Today's tickets are for this coming Wednesday, May 21st. There's a 12-10 game versus the Baltimore Orioles. Ooh, I do love me some Baltimore. The Wire is one of my favorite shows of all time. I have been in Camden Yards. It is gorgeous. But this game, ladies and gentlemen, is at AmFam Field. Again, if you want to win 4 club-level tickets to the Brewers game for this Wednesday, May 21st at 12-10, just text in the word WIN. That is W-I-N as in winning, WIN, W-I-N, via the Civic Media app, and you will be entered to win 4 wonderful tickets to this coming Wednesday's Brewers game. But let's get back to the news business. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about system change and how damnedly difficult it actually is. And I want to talk about the Milwaukee Public School System. MPS has been, I think, an example of lack of good governance, lack of good fiscal controls, lack of good oversight, right? And they are, again, today there was some breaking news that the state is looking at withholding funding because they continue to fail to produce the fiscal reports that they need to. There's a new superintendent, and she's been doing a lot of things. She's brought in new auditors. She's looking to reduce the amount of administrators that are in central office, trying to move positions back into the schools. There's a lot happening here. Big systems produce big, complicated, challenging system problems. And there was also a bit of news this week that the Milwaukee business community, including Bader Philanthropies, Baird, Greater Milwaukee Foundation, Herb Cole Philanthropies, the Milwaukee Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce, Northwestern Mutual, Rockwell Automation, We Energies, and Waco, that they're going to commit $500,000 to help Milwaukee public schools implement and address the system changes and problems that were identified by independent auditors over the past year. And they did this because they believe in the new superintendent. According to Greater Milwaukee Committee President Joel Brennan, he said that MPS Superintendent Brenda Caselius has, quote, set a tone about her accessibility, her sense of urgency on the job, and the enormity of the task in front of her. And I wanted to use this as an example, as a contrepoint, as it were, to what Donald Trump has been doing with the federal government. Real system change is difficult. It's time-consuming. And oftentimes, while you must move with urgency and focus, it requires some level of consensus building, not just with the people directly involved, but with all stakeholders. I know this. I have worked to reform systems myself. I did it running one of the City of Milwaukee's retirement plans. I built it, rebuilt it from the ground up. I did it in the Office of Corporation Counsel for Milwaukee County. It took me a couple of years at least to do that. But the feeling of change, I will say, the illusion of change, the smoke and mirrors of change, that's pretty easy to do. It's also easy to just break things and not actually fix them or improve them. It's even easy, English Maggie. It's even easier, in my opinion, to tell people that you're changing things, give them the illusion of change, and actually be not just breaking it, but biasing systems to benefit a select few. When people have distrust of systems and institutions, if you come in, you brand yourself as a change agent, you say, I'm doing this, and everybody says, yes, let's go do this. And nobody's really watching how you're, quote, fixing the system. Maybe you're just, you know, giving handouts to your buddies. In my opinion, if you contrast all of the deep embedded system problems in NPS and all of the ways that we know that that system has to improve, and you contrast what NPS new superintendent Brendan Caselius is trying to do in partnership with the business community, in partnership with the teachers' unions, in partnership with the school board, in partnership with the greater Milwaukee community writ large. Boy, does that stand in sharp contrast to the, I'm going to tell you I'm fixing the problems, but what I'm actually doing is just breaking the whole damn thing and taking the scraps and handing them out to all my favored cronies and the wealthy, which is what Donald Trump is doing. Beware the snake oil salesman of change. Real change is hard. It takes time. And oh yeah, it takes some level of competence. When we come back, we're having that favorite Friday segment called Ask Maggie, where you get to ask me whatever the heck you want. And I, at least hypothetically, have a time-delimited period to answer your questions. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. Ask Maggie's next.